Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting on American Freedom Radio, also simulcasting through the Vinnie Eastwood page on Facebook and also the couple of YouTube channels as well. Today, we're going to be talking about the MAGA hat kids. The MAGA kids, or hashtag MAGA kids as it's called, how they've been attacked by the media and how the how it's all fake and that kind of thing. And there's a couple of videos here that my somewhat fabulous former producer sent me. And I thought, you know, what would be great is one of them's from Press for Truth, Dan Dix. And I just had lunch with Dan, one of Dan Dix's sponsors, actually. I think it was like last week or something. He got attacked and somebody tried to mess with the sponsors and things like that. So I thought, you know, what would be nice? Just watch Dan's video, record it, make a few comments. And hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, you'll subscribe to Dan's channel, and we'll also get to the bottom of this Covington school kind of thread. So, the first thing, order of business here, there is a subscribe button on Press for Truth YouTube channel, but right next to it there's this little bell icon right there. We need you to click that, ladies and gentlemen, because I hadn't had it clicked. And you know what that means? It means my producer, my former producer had to be the one to send me this video instead of YouTube themselves. That's what happens when you don't click those bells, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're subscribed to my channel or any other truther channel worthy of note, please remind yourself, you know, make a list or whatever and go to their channels and click all their little bell icons like I've been reminding myself to do in the last couple of weeks and that kind of thing. And your YouTube viewing experience becomes so much better. A lot better content gets suggested for you when you actually tell it what you want. Speaking of which, somebody sent me a super chat today. $10 super chat, first one of the year. I just want to thank you very, very much for doing that, sir. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. That is so tragic. I'm a fool. I'm a terrible fool. But it's on the other video or something like that. I forget. Anyway, I'm hungry. It's late in the day. My food's on, and I decided foolishly to just, you know, have a coffee and have some water and sit down and watch a video with you guys. So, without, as they say in Israel, further ado, here we go.
This is Nathan Phillips, the man who's at the height of a controversial story that is dividing America, and new information is bringing into question whether or not he is who he says he is, and questions about the entire incident in general. So today, we're going to take a look at just who this man is, what this incident is all about, and more importantly, where this may take America in the near future. Now, President Donald Trump recently had to chime in on this. He says, Nick Sandman and the students of Covington have become symbols of fake news and how evil it can be. They have captivated the attention of the world, and I know that they will use this for good, maybe even to bring people together. It started off unpleasant, but can end in a dream. Now, if you're not sure what President Trump is referring to here in regards of fake news and how evil it can really be, I pointed all this out in yesterday's video titled, Did You See This? MAGA Hat Teen Fake News Exposed, where we show that it was in fact Nathan Phillips, the native elder, who was the one who approached these teenagers, got in their face, banging their drums, and we exposed that in yesterday's video, so I'll encourage you to check that one out. A link will be located in the description below. And of course, now the president chimes in saying similar things. Fake news. This shows just how evil fake news can be. Now, this brings into some serious questions about the man himself, the guy who's at the center of the controversy. And I want to point to you an interesting article that I
just want to, before he goes on about this controversy, I just want to define that word there as watching a Mark Passio presentation the other day. By the way, We've got Mark Passio coming on the show next week. That's going to be so freaking good. I hope you're there with the in the chat room with me, ladies and gentlemen, for the premiere of that one. That's going to be great. But controversy means a truth that you must confront that will force you to change. Okay? That's what this is. It's a controversy. The truth is, of the matter is that the media lie about stuff. They totally just take one clip of something, blow it out of proportion, and some other person just lies about it again, and you get the whole world hating each other for just lies. We're all cool. We're all in this together. And they're just making it look like we're at each other's throats. I had a conversation just today, actually, with a Maori guy. It took a while. But eventually he was like, oh, well, I mean, good luck with your work, mate. And I was just like, yeah, cheer, bro. You know, started off all angry at me and that kind of thing. But I just keep telling the truth, keep telling it like it is, being honorable, being honest, you know, that kind of thing. Unless somebody's a psycho, like, basically, everybody's decent at heart except for people who are, like, psycho. Pretty much. And psychos are all over the place. It's only about 4% of the population or whatever, but they cause a disordinate amount of damage in society and garner a disproportionate amount of the attention.
I came across today from the Washington Times. It says Vietnam veteran status of Native American at the center of viral encounter in D.C. is in question. Native American activist Nathan Phillips faces questions about reports that he's a veteran of the Vietnam War. According to multiple news accounts, the activist is 64 years old, which means he would have been 18 years old in 1973, the last year any U.S. combat units were stationed in Vietnam. Mr. Phillips also claims to be a Marine veteran, although the last Marine combat units left Vietnam in 1971. Careful reading of Mr. Phillips' own descriptions does not make clear if he ever set foot in Vietnam. Instead, he has used much more careful language, claiming he's a Vietnam Times veteran, an ambiguous phrasing that led many media accounts to conclude that he was a combat veteran. And quite conveniently, Mr. Phillips could not be reached for comment on this. And obviously, stolen valor is very, very serious. Many of you, I'm sure, have seen the videos online of military personnel confronting men who are posing as veterans. It's one of the most despicable things you can do. And for a so-called activist to pose as a veteran, that is just so completely pathetic. But it shows, if this is true, I mean, I don't know if the guy saw combat or not in Vietnam, but if it's true, it shows he's a phony, he's a fake, he's essentially putting on an act in order to gain attention. And I had a feeling I recognized this guy, you know, from the beginning. He felt like he looked familiar to me. And now I'm starting to put the pieces together and find out that he is pretty good at putting on an act. In fact, the producers of this Skrillex video with Damian Marley and Skrillex featured Nathan Phillips as an activist taking on the police. I won't air the audio because I don't want to get dings for copyright here by YouTube. But this is Nathan Phillips here featured in this Skrillex video along with his son. This is his son in real life. And as you'll see in the video, some police officers are kind of terrorizing the neighborhood. They go up to his neighbors here as his son goes into the back to conjure up a rain dance, a native rain dance, because they sense the bad things that are coming for their neighbors in regards to what these police are doing. The cops then shift their focus on to the native elder and his son. And when they eventually approach the man, we see the rain kicks in because Nathan Phillips' son, his rain dance was successful. Now, this frustrates the police, and they want to kick it up a notch. So Phillips here dresses his son up in Native war combat paint, getting ready to take on the big bad police.
This is tribalism at its worst, ladies and gentlemen. Essentially, there are a lot of things to be learned from ancient cultures. Primarily, what the hell not to do to each other and how not to approach problems. For example, hey, we're getting invaded by a whole bunch of people that are completely full of shit that we're completely unfamiliar with. Maybe we should be defensive and try and protect ourselves. No, everybody's fine, everybody's good, let's come on in and that kind of thing. We'll worry about that later after they've stolen everything. You know, the white man's distrustful, and he's distrustful because he's raised in a society of the white man. All right, a culture that can't defend itself or anything like that doesn't have a huge amount of lessons for the modern world. However, a lot of the spiritual teachings, a lot of the guidance that actually gets offered, a lot of the wisdom, that is important. That is worth passing on. But to put it into a form of myth, or to just simply use your own culture as a form of, I get to be aggressive towards people, doesn't work, does it?
So he paints up his boy in tribal makeup. He then goes out and continues the rain dance, to which he summons a spirit. And the spirit then goes on to attack the police officer. We'll just show you that here. The cop.
Witchcraft and magic. This is being pushed really massively now, isn't it?
Comes around to the backyard to investigate what the kid's doing. Kid sends the spirit into the cop. Boom. End of story. Nathan Phillips gets to chill here with his dogs. They took care of the cops. He's a famous activist. Again, guys, this video has over 380 million views. This man is known for being an actor. I mean, he's in this famous video being portrayed as an activist. Now, Zero Hedge pointed out that he is not new to these controversies. In fact, in 2015, Phillips claimed that he was bombarded by racial slurs by students at Eastern Michigan University. And he goes on this whole account here. He has a story. He says he was out for a walk on Sunday in mid-April when he walked by a home where he saw Eastern Michigan University students dressed as Native Americans. They had feathers on, and I was just going to walk by, he said. But a group of them said to come over. He says he walked over to the fence, saw roughly 30 to 40 students in a theme party. They had their faces painted. I said, what the heck's going on here? And the kid said, they're honoring you. I said, no, you're not honoring me. Long story short, it turns into a dispute. He tries to claim that the kids are being racist. He files a police report. Fox News investigated the matter. Of course, nothing really came of this, but he's playing the racist card. And why is he doing this? This is a known activist who's pulled these things before. Well,
don't you just hate that kind of thing? I hate when people play the frickin' race card.
Well, surprise, surprise. Wouldn't you know, he's got the GoFundMe, PayPal, I should say, account already set up to take donations for this incident. And that seems to be his modus operandi. The Native Alliance appears to be a standalone entity. However, as Big League Politics' Patrick Halley points out, the larger, well-funded Native Leadership Alliance, which told us that it is not associated with Phillips, is currently promoting Phillips's fundraising campaign stemming from the incident with the Catholic teens. The Native Youth Leaders Alliance is a nonprofit organization that's funded by the same far-left power players who are often involved in bankrolling leftist causes.
Now, these are the kind of people who are attempting deliberately to destabilize society, being financed, coached even, directed even, to cause as much incitement between people as possible. Right? That's your job. Lifetime actor.
The organization's funding partners include Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the
Rockefeller
Brothers Fund, and the Social Justice Fund Northwest. So the man is trying to raise money out of this incident, despite the fact that the incident has caused a young teenage boy to be completely doxxed and harassed, and there are in fact death threats against his life. In fact, today, folks, his school had to close down because of threats that are coming in. This just out, Covington Catholic School closes today, first school day after DC incident. Covington Catholic.
See, it's freaking disgusting, eh? So, be aware, ladies and gentlemen, that it doesn't matter what the truth is. It doesn't matter how many facts you got. It doesn't matter if you've got the footage. It doesn't matter if you've got the evidence. They can just lie en masse. And a whole bunch of really stupid, really aggressive people with little impulse control who don't think things through might turn up to come and hurt and kill you. That is what we're thinking. That's the danger of having a media as corrupt as we do.
A high school is closed Tuesday over security concerns, according to school officials. After meeting with local authorities, we've made the decision to cancel school to be closed on Tuesday, January 22nd, in order to ensure the safety of our students, our faculty, and our staff. The students held a vigil there this morning. It says a vigil for peace and against racism, brought together 20 to 30 people at a random Catholic, at a Roman Catholic diocese of Covington. Most called for better education about indigenous peoples in school. And, you know, the vigil brought on some supporters and some people who were essentially protesting it. They said people were driving around in their vehicles with signs like fake news, enemy of the people, written on it as they honked their horns, you know, in solidarity. Other vehicles with anti-Trump slogans also made the circuits around the streets of the vigil. So essentially, they eventually called the school day off.
Now, bear in mind, of course, this is all a distraction. What is, just think about this. Tomorrow, the day after, 10,000 days from now, will this incident be of any consequence to the future of mankind? Is there some kind of a major revelatory discovery being made here? No, it's just an inciting incident, one more thing, creating a little bit of chaos to make everybody think that we're all at each other's throats when we're not. This is how the media works, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I like people like Dan Dix, is because he sits down and he just thoroughly like reads all the stuff out before he actually like goes to the press and stuff like that. A lot of people will just blindly share those videos. I've seen a bunch of people blindly sharing either pro-Trump or anti-Trump kind of messages off the back of this incident. They don't care what the truth is. They just want to get their own agenda across. Their cult is Trump, or their cult is anti-Trump. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all freaking communist. You know? That's the problem. And a lot of people might get really offended when I say, if you're supporting Trump, you're communist. Look, the Communist Republican Party and the Communist Democratic Party rule the United States. If you're voting for either of those parties, you're voting for communism, okay? What have they done to your economy? They gave it to private banks. Central tenet of communism. You're a communist if you're supporting that shit. And you are, by voting for Trump, by supporting him in any way, shape, or form. You're a communist. Feels really bad when I say it like that, doesn't it? That's why I didn't support Trump. That's why I never supported any leader who was a fucking communist. Principally, and I'm not saying, you know, if you believe in communism or anything like that, you're a bad person. I'm just saying you maybe haven't worked it out yet. That every single time when you put the tribe before the individual, the bodies start piling up. And individual rights may never return. Okay? That's what happens when you support socialism, essentially. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but sometime down the track, if it's not prevented and its ideology not countered with words, thoughts, not violence, then they'll take over. Violence is what they want because that's how they work. That's what they know how to do. How many people have you killed, ladies and gentlemen? Think about it. Nobody's ever asked you that question, have they? Certainly not a talk radio show host. How many people have you killed? How many people have you had to violently subdue who were trying to attack you? You know? The vast majority of us will basically be like, well, none or whatever. You think you've got what it takes to stand against a whole bunch of violent thugs and things like that, all hyped up on the media, off their meds and crazy as shit? Hmm? Dangerous days, ladies and gentlemen. Dangerous days. Be wary.
Sort of threats. Breaking news, BLN News here reported that two police cars are now stationed outside the Catholic school, patrolling the area due to extreme threats made against the school and staff. Protests have been planned for tomorrow. All students expected to stay at home. So that's going on now.
If you were worried about people making threats, it's not so much the people who are making threats that you've really got to worry about. It's the people who don't make any threats, who just come and carry it out. Those are the people you've got to worry about because you never see them coming. You know? It's frightening, isn't it? How the people can be turned on each other just over nothing. You know what the incident was? A whole bunch of kids were sitting there waiting for their bus, and this guy with his drum came at them, banging it in their face, and wouldn't leave. And then they smiled at him while they were waiting for their bus, and then eventually left. That's what happened. Death threats.
And this is all because the media got this story wrong. They jumped on it, and now people are doxing this kid. Here, it's a little fuzzy to see, but I'll include a link in the description. These are all the blue checkmark Twitter accounts that have been doxing this kid, calling for the kid's death. Now, he spoke out about this. Mega Hat Teen speaks out amid death threats, denounces outright lies about the tribal elder stare down. And here's the statement that Nick Sandman put out. He says, when his group arrived at the Lincoln Memorial, he heard four African-American protesters who were hurling derogatory insults at our school group, including racists, bigots, white crackers, faggots, and incest kids. They also taunted an African-American student from my school by telling him that we would harvest his organs, Sandman wrote, adding, I have no idea what that insult means, but it was startling to hear. The teen added that he obtained a teacher's permission to lead the group of students in the school spirit chant to counter the hateful things that were being shouted at our group, after which the Native American protesters approached. I never interacted with this protester. I did not speak to him. I did not make any hand gestures or any aggressive moves. To be honest, I was startled and confused as to why he had approached me. We had already been yelled at by another group of protesters, and when the second group approached, I was worried that the situation was going to get out of control, where adults were attempting to provoke teenagers, says Sandman. I believe that by remaining motionless and calm, I was helping defuse the situation, he said. I realized everyone had cameras and that perhaps a group of adults were trying to provoke a group of teenagers into a larger conflict. I said a silent prayer that the situation would not get out of hand.
What a kid, eh? What a good kid. A lot of those in America, you know, and you don't hear about them very often, do you?
Guys, he was sitting there, calmly just smiling to try to defuse the situation. In fact, look at this footage, which shows as he's sitting here, face to face with the man, he motions to this kid. He says, hey, guys, calm down. Don't yell so much. You know, he motions to them, to his fellow students here, to keep it down a little bit. Let this guy do his thing. Let him bang his drum. He's the one being passive. He's the one being calm. And yet the crowd is the one who attacked him. Now, I've experienced this myself. You may remember this video from last year. Crowd attacked us, PFT Live. When I was live, there was an anti-racist rally, and a Native lady was on the stage speaking. And she said that the white people are responsible for raping her entire family and the destruction of all her people. And all I said was, I thought this was an anti-racist rally. And all of a sudden, this entire crowd turned on me and started chanting, "Nazi go home, Nazi go home," all because I questioned that. I've seen this before. And honestly, what we're dealing with here is a professional activist who knows exactly what he's doing to try to stir up controversy, not only for, you know, reasons of becoming famous that he wants to be, but also for making money. Now, there's also information that puts the entire...
Don't you just love DNA? He just kind of like just puts him right in his face, just reads out the articles, boom, 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 end of frickin' story, eh? That's what I like about his work.
Entire incident into question in regards to the Twitter account that allegedly broke the story. This just out from ABC, Twitter suspends account that helped spread encounter between megateens and the Native American elder. Twitter has suspended an account on Monday afternoon that helped spread a controversial encounter between a Native American elder and a group of high school students wearing Make America Great Again hats. The account claimed to belong to a California school teacher. Its profile photo was not of a teacher, but of a blogger based in Brazil, CNN Business found out. Twitter suspended the account soon after CNN Business asked about it. The account with the username @2020fight was set up in December 2016 and appeared to be tweets of a woman named Talia living in California, teacher and advocate fighting for 2020, its Twitter bio read. Since the beginning of this year, the account had tweeted on average 130 times a day and had more than 40,000 followers. Now, late on Friday, the account posted a minute-long video showing the now iconic confrontation between a Native American elder and the high school students with the caption, "This mega loser gleefully bothering a Native American protester at the Indigenous People's March." That version of the video was viewed at least 2.5 million times and was retweeted at least 14,400 times, according to a cached version of the tweet seen by CNN Business. Now, the video shared by 2020 Fight did not show what preceded the confrontation between the Native elder and the high school students. The video had been posted earlier on Instagram by someone who was there, but it was at 2020's Fight caption that helped frame the news cycle. So it's this...
James Corbett actually talked about this, the 24-hour news cycle. Essentially, we've got to ignore it, folks, right? And I know that sounds ironic from me, considering I'm watching a video of somebody analyzing the 24-hour news cycle while I'm participating in it, okay? That's so freaking meta, I don't even know what the technical term for it is.
Twitter account that is in question about the validity of it, who is really behind it, is the one that sparked this controversy in the first place, so that ought to have you guys questioning this even more so today, if there weren't already enough questions. So I wanted to bring all this to your attention today, folks, because it seems we are being manipulated by the mainstream media, and this is leading to, you know, the boys' schools being shut down, the kid being doxxed and attacked, as we see here. Again, I'll put that in the description. We got the president chiming in on this because it's becoming so controversial. And, you know, we have to get the information out about who this man is and what this incident is all about before it devolves into something that gets even worse for America. So I've been digging into this, and I hope you have been too. A lot of people kind of jumped the gun this weekend, and I am happy to see some people have done proper retractions, and, you know, they've admitted their mistakes, that they jumped the gun a little bit and maybe didn't do their proper due diligence. But that just shows the importance of doing that, folks, before you share information online. Again, it's incredibly important moving forward. And that's what I do here at Press for Truth. I do my due diligence, and I try to bring about this information to try to cut through the propaganda and the spin that the MSM is...
You see what I'm saying? He's doing precisely the job a journalist is supposed to do. Research it. back it up with sources, make sure that those sources aren't connected and biased and that kind of thing. Then you report it, and when you report it honestly, you understand and put it into context for people. That's really the most important part about journalism, because if you don't understand the context, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know exactly what you're looking at, do you?
Constantly pumping down our throats. So I want to let you know we are fully independent. If you do appreciate my efforts here to counter the spin, to counter the propaganda, I would ask that you check us out at pressfortruth.ca/donate. This is where you can contribute. You can contribute a one-time donation with PayPal. You can contribute Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies or become a patron. Or better yet, you can use the Patreon alternative link where you can sign up for a monthly amount if you want to contribute on a monthly basis to my efforts here to counter all the propaganda. So if you are interested in making a contribution, please check the links on the screen or in the description below so you can help us counter the spin, guys, counter the propaganda. And, you know, we need to stop this race war from continuing to brew, which is essentially what it is. It's a divide and conquer tactic, and we need to continue to expose phony poser activists for who they are when we see them.
Yeah.
And I did that yesterday. I hope this video does it again today.
Right.
Please click the thumbs up button and share this one if you found the information to be useful. And that's all for today, my friends. I want to thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned. We're going to have more video reports coming soon. This is Dan Dix reporting for Press for Truth.
Let's give them a like, guys.
We all want
that
truth.
Click that little bell. Beautiful.
The truth.
See, if you're part of the Five Eyes Network, bro, we all under that same scumbaggery, eh? And now onto our next video here. MAGA kids attacked by media. Narrative falls apart. So hopefully any of you who don't support Dan Dix already, if you're one of my Canadian listeners, go check him out at Press for Truth.
What message do you think they were trying to send? What point do you think they were trying to make?
I think they were expressing a lot of internal fear and angst about the potential race relations in this country.
you don't freaking say. I mean, this guy is one of the reasons why we should be afraid of race relations in America right now, you know, because they're willing to just come in and try to incite incidents and then just lie about it, you know, and demonize people. I mean, what if somebody freaking killed this kid? This good kid who was trying to keep people calm, who's trying, you know, trying to not escalate the incident. What a scumbag, man. This activist, I swear to God, gives all activists a bad name. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, as an activist veteran of 10 years, I can assure you there are bad people in the activism scene. Bad people. They might not even be agents. They're just bad people. They're dishonest. They're dishonorable. They're unforgiving with people's differences. They're mean. They're cruel. They are everything that an activist is supposed to fight against.
I think what we're seeing is a fear about losing their power dynamic.
They're just coming up with this aggression, right? That's I've always kind of gone. Look, the left come across with aggression because they're powerless, all right? It's like a small dog are often the ones who yap the most. Have you ever noticed that? You know, it's like so aggressive and they're coming at you and that kind of thing. You could snap their freaking necks. These people don't know how to defend themselves, all right? They want to take over the country, all right? And if they succeed, the people who are financing their movement will exterminate all these activist people that are in their employ. Why? Because they're troublemakers. They can't be relied upon to bloody have a fascist or communist dictatorship in America. Those people will resist. That's why they get paid, duped, if necessary, to do this kind of thing. To make America what it is not.
Nathan Phillips, Raymond Kingfisher, some of our elders who were closing out the a beautiful day of the Indigenous People's March. As an attorney, I felt that this qualified as a legal definition of assault. They were causing an apprehension of...
These kids are chanting and clapping and have smiles on their faces. And this man is saying that these kids are being aggressive and like borderline assaulting him. What the fucking lies?
An objective fear of offensive contact or harm. They were very loud, very aggressive, very vocal, and they.
You see how he was like kind of like walking around with his drum, kind of like trying to beat it at somebody's face or another person's face, and then when they're like, "Oh, okay, bro, whatever you want to do, I'm kind of going over here now." He like goes to another person. Yeah, I'll beat my drum in your face. Maybe I'll get a reaction out of you. This fucking desperate psychopathy.
They were disrupting. They were trying to drown out not only the group of African Americans.
On the back of your dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust, but you give faggots rights."
Look at that.
You know, human beings, you know, faggots are human beings, you know, they've got rights and stuff. You know, you mean you can't just kill them? You mean they've got right to life, liberty, and property? Everybody always talks about in America that, oh, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness wasn't ever in the fucking Constitution. It's property. Personal, private property. If you ain't got it, you ain't got your freedom. That's why they replaced it with the pursuit of happiness. That's called narcissism, ladies and gentlemen. The endless pursuit of pointless fucking happiness to distract you from the horrific realities that you could if you decided to change.
Face. Look at that evil white face. This is the face of white supremacy in America, folks. No ifs, no buts, no deeper investigation required. A straight white male is smiling at a brown person. That's all the evidence we need. Put his photo on the front page of as many newspapers and the homepages of...
It's not him smiling. It's him smiling, wearing a Make America Great Again hat, specifically designed by a think tank as a slogan that they sold to, that they tried to sell to many different candidates, all right, who all turned it down because they had too high a morality. And then this think tank tried to sell it to Donald Trump, and he's like, "Man, that's a really good idea, let's do it immediately."
As many news sites as humanly possible. Whip up a Twitter lynch mob who will call for his death, put his name out there into the open, dox him, make sure everyone in America hates this vile scum. It doesn't matter if he's only a high school student, a teenager, he deserves everything that's coming to him. Well, what do you mean there's more footage and we've got it wrong? No. White boy smirking at a brown man. Clearly he's a racist. What do you mean I'm totally ignoring the wider context? No, bigot. Context doesn't matter. Only highly edited, selective video...
I mean, isn't this exactly what I was just saying about context with Dan's report, you know? It's like, exactly. Context is everything.
Video clips that inform my narrative matter... What do you mean I don't care about the truth and I'm merely spreading propaganda to further the hatred and vilification of white men in America? Well, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Look at all these dusty-ass crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty-ass crackers.
A few days ago at the...
Yeah, those dirty-ass crackers are so racist. Like,
like, said unironically.
Oh my god, I think of my choke on my own esophagus. That's so funny.
Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., there was a confrontation between protest groups. Native Americans, after spotting a group of high school kids, some of whom wearing MAGA hats, decided to approach them, chanting and banging drums. When the teenagers showed no signs of being intimidated, the story took off into the atmosphere, and the truth got left behind. The media have really outdone themselves this time. taking selective footage from a protest to intentionally frame a young man as the poster boy for white supremacy in America, destroying lives in the process.
That's so cool.
I don't think I've ever seen such a blatant disregard for journalistic integrity in my life. Almost every news source, not just in the United States, but here in Britain too, have shown themselves up for what they really are. Nothing more than anti-white activists, intent on slandering and discrediting innocent people based on their race and gender. A familiar pattern that we've all become accustomed to, of course. Yep. The establishment media have long implemented these tactics to spread their political agendas.
Well, and when he says they've long implemented this, we've been baited against each other for quite some time, you know, in every way that matters, you know, the media, the Hollywood, the video, video games, the whole nine yards. We'll get on with the video, because I'm hungry, I need to eat.
And they've always done it at the expense of normal people. But this time, they should be made to pay for it. The boy in the MAGA hat, Nick Sandman, needs to sue as many mainstream media outlets as possible. I hope there are...
Oh my god, this kid could be set up for life. This could be the best thing that ever happened to him. Because he did the right thing. He told the truth. He didn't get aggressive. Huh. Some of the basic natural law principles, you know, just doing it.
Some legal sharks out there who are advising him, because the way he personally has been smeared throughout the last few days is nothing short of disgusting. His photograph has been posted everywhere. He has received countless threats, not only to him, but to his family and friends too. He will have to carry this for the rest of his life. It will affect his educational path, career options, and personal relationship.
In fact, what'll happen is, even years down the track, people will go, oh, you're that, because, god damn it, ladies and gentlemen, when you put out a story, the reason why you're supposed to check to see if it's true, the reason why you're supposed to do that, is because if it's not true, you can destroy somebody's life, and then, even if you retract it, only maybe like 10% of the people who saw it initially will see the retraction. So 90% of the people will still think this kid's a horrible racist. And as this commentator is saying, it'll affect his relationships, his job prospects and everything like that. Oh, you're that racist. I'm not giving you a job. But I wasn't a racist. See, look at the video. Nah, I'm not listening to you. You're a racist. Get the hell out of my office. Fuck. This poor little gun.
But he's not the only victim here, because in the mob's rush to be outraged and to pin the blame on someone, they accidentally framed the wrong guy. Oopsie-daisy, a boy named Michael Hodge, who rabid social media warriors deemed to share enough of a resemblance to Nick Sandman that he must be the same guy. And he became the target of the masses. In response to the ordeal, his brother posted this on Twitter. Yesterday was supposed to be a day of celebration for my middle brother Alex, who got married last night. Instead, my family had to deal with the fallout of my youngest brother, Michael Hodge, being falsely accused for standing and smiling in front of an Indigenous man with a drum. People then proceeded to spam my family with harassment and threats of physical violence. We then find out our parents' address was posted online.
Fuck.
If that wasn't enough, our family-operated business has been slandered and attacked.
Cruelty.
My parents, uncles and aunts receive messages stating they are pieces of shit parents and won't be able to protect Michael Hodge forever. Seriously, what kind of behaviour is this? Michael Hodge...
This is communist behaviour, man. They want to destroy society. And the way you destroy society is you destroy what makes society work. Civility.
Just the best kid I know. He volunteers for Special Olympics and is involved in the church youth group. He doesn't drink or smoke, and he volunteers at the Drugs Free Club of America and is an aspiring chef. People then started circulating articles of him regarding his dreams and goals of being a chef, finds the college he plans on attending, and proceeded to blow them up, encouraging them to rescind his offer and calling him a racist piece of shit. But what does this matter now? What's done is done, and you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah,
Nick
right,
Sandman has been judged and sentenced without a trial. Presumed guilty just because of what he is.
Now, isn't it interesting that his name's Sandman? And this is like some kind of a warped, bad dream.
A white male. Laughably, the mainstream media are now posting articles trying to backtrack over their initial flame fanning, claiming that new footage has emerged that adds a broader view of the incident. Lies, lies, and more lies. There's no new footage. It was always available to view. The media simply chose not to show it. And yep. Now that they've been caught out pushing a highly biased and slanted narrative.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I first saw this video, I made the comment that, you know, as if we needed more examples to for the rest of the world to think Americans are, you know, ignorant, arrogant dicks and things like that. You know, I totally fell for it. Did I share that video? No, I didn't. Just made a comment and then started doing a little bit of investigating and then found out I was wrong. And then when I found the video that proved I was wrong, when I hadn't even made any public statement really on it or whatsoever, I made sure to share that video immediately and encouraged everybody to share the fuck out of that video. Because I understood right from the get-go how big the stakes were here. We're talking about race war in America at worst, and at best, destroying a couple of kids' lives. Right? This is an important thing. To really think about how important the media is and how important a responsibility it is when you are sharing information and stuff like that to do your due diligence.
They're trying to save a bit of face. In no way are they apologetic for what they've done, the damage they've inflicted, or the fury they've whipped up.
Yeah.
They will never hold themselves responsible, and soon they'll be moving on to the next target as if this never happened.
Yep.
The quote, new video they're now referring to, is the full account of the event that transpired in Washington, D.C. In this video, you can clearly see a group of black men who call themselves the Black Hebrew Israelites. Totally mental, by the way, just crazy people. And they're being very confrontational, as they always are, to members of the public, as well as the Native Americans who were in the area demonstrating.
You're not supposed to worship eagles, buffaloes,
that's
lambs,
right. Right.
All types of animals.
That's right.
This is the reason why the Lord took away your land. This is your nationality. You're not an Indian. Indian means savage. You know where that name came from? You know where that name came from? It came from the so-called white man.
Dumbass nigga, man.
Nah, he ain't doing that.
Stupid ass niggas, man.
Uncle, I'm warning you, nigga. I'm warning you, nigga. That's right, I'm not.
Shut your big ass mouth.
Speak like that to your parents.
As you can see, these guys don't discriminate in who they abuse.
Terrific.
It's them against the world. Later on in the video, the school kids appear. They arrive and wait for their bus to take them home. The black Israel.
That's what a cult is, ladies and gentlemen, when you have your own little insular circle, all of your friends think exactly like you do, and you don't have any civil conversations with other people with differing views, and you view all of the outsiders as an enemy and all of the insiders as your family that you would never betray, right? That kind of thing. That's a cult. And this guy ringing out these things, I don't even need to do the research or journalistic integrity on that one. That guy's a cult leader. That's what they do. You know, it's clear as a bell, you know. He's so clearly a cult leader, it's almost about as clear as he is a black man, you know. Both of these things are very obvious. You can just look at it and say, oh, well, of course.
Like, see them, spot a few MAGA hats, and begin to hurl abuse at them.
Don't stand to the side and mock. Bring y'all crack ass up here and make a statement. Tell them come over here in the lion's den instead of mocking over there.
I do want to thank my former producer, Mitch, at this point for sending me these two videos. This is great, eh, guys?
You little dirty ass crackers, your day coming. Your day coming.
Your day coming. You look-
See the incitement of race war, that kind of thing. It's just been kind of like fed into the populace, hasn't it? And a lot of people are of this persuasion because that's what the media is really hyping up, isn't it?
Your dusty asses wouldn't walk down the street in a black neighborhood and go walk up on nobody playing no games like that.
And that's why you got little Billy and them over there with
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the Trayvon Martin case, where Trayvon Martin was high on frickin' bar salts or something like that, and literally was on top of this dude on the neighborhood watch, beating the living crap out of him. This guy's face is like smashed to pieces, and the guy used a gun to defend himself and killed the kid, you know? It's just like self-defense, bro, yo. And then it just blows up this whole huge frickin' incident, racism, racism, racism. The dude was Mexican. See, here's the thing. This happens all the goddamn time, and you're not even aware of it. All right, that's the whole point of why I'm actually sitting here, actually having this discussion, essentially, and watching through these videos with you right now, ladies and gentlemen, is because of how important it is to understand the broader context and how far back historically this exact same tactic has been getting deployed by the media to turn you against me, me against you, us against each other.
Make America great hats again.
You got the little Kanye's next to them. Look at little Kanye's.
Right.
Little Kanye niggas. Simple Kanye's.
Why you ain't? You got all these dirty ass crackers behind you, right, with a red Make America Great hat again on, and your coon ass, you want to fight your brothers.
Right.
You got all these racist bastards right with red. You nigga. Right. You nigga.
Right.
Calling you racist because you're wearing a hat. Love it.
With all these crackers with racist ass Make America Great hats on, and you going to talk about you going.
And here's the problem. They want you to join one side or the other. All right, they want you to be either wearing a MAGA hat, or being on the ultra socialist left. Radicalization, ladies and gentlemen, get us at each other's goddamn throats. That's what they want, because then they can justify any amount of physical martial law measures in order to restore order. Order out of chaos is their game, the goal of the elite.
Don't get violent with us. Get your old Uncle Tom ass out of here.
Dude, look at all these dusty ass crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty ass crackers. Can't stand in the damn sun for 5 minutes.
Why you don't build the damn wall?
This goes on for a prolonged period of time, all the while the kids just stand there looking bemused at the treatment they've been subjected to by these clowns. However, as more of them turn up, they decide to have a bit of fun and mock the black Hebrews.
Get rid of that damn lice on your back! Get rid of lice! Get rid of lice season!
Now, this is at the point where Sandman... just gonna call him Sandman, the kid with the smirk on his face, dealing with these scum. You know, this is just blatant, disgusting scum, horrific people. I mean, no credibility whatsoever. This is about the time when he was given permission by his teacher to lead the group in positive chants to drown out the abuse that they'd been getting for some time. What a great kid, eh? Love this kid.
Damn dog, get rid of your lice!
That sound like a bunch of dogs. A bunch of hyenas. Yeah.
Hey, he's cracking wild, huh?
Look at this fool, yeah. Get no more than five questions. He's the Hebrews.
See, this is the sports dance. That's good, eh?
That's right. Look at these sea deep. Hey, look.
See, a peaceful showing of strength. We're not afraid of you.
Look at this shit.
Wait, who say the bullet boys? Yo, who say the bullet boys gonna pull up and turn it up?
The dancing, the singing.
Shortly after, the Native Americans...
See, it's just... Oh, man, I've got tears in my eyes. Love these kids, man. Good kids.
Turn up again, this time led by a man named Nathan Phillips, who proceeds to enter the crowd of teenagers to bang his drum in the face of Nick Sandman. It was here where the media had found their iconic shot. A privileged, entitled white boy in a MAGA hat, smugly smirking at a poor, oppressed brown man. Yet, it's clear to anyone who has seen the full video, the kids were remarkably restrained, despite being insulted repeatedly. Only when they started humorously mocking the crazies did the Native Americans intervene. Funny how Nathan Phillips and his friends didn't walk up to the black guys and play their drums in their faces, as clearly they were the aggressors from the very start.
No.
The white boys will be better optics. Let's go for them instead. They walked into the middle of their group and confronted them face to face. And if you're so obnoxious to bang a drum literally right next to somebody, I don't blame the kid for trying to wind you up a bit. What are you doing, you sad old man? But yeah. Let's get this into perspective here, shall we? These high schoolers did nothing wrong. Yep. Nick Sandman's greatest crime was smiling at an obnoxious asshole as he had a drum pounded by his head. Oh, how awful. How racist. Smiling, God, what's the world coming to? They were not the aggressors here. Not at all. They were the ones being targeted. Nathan Phillips also lied in a clip about the incident, claiming the students were chanting, "Build the wall."
I heard them saying, build that wall, you know.
Nowhere in the video can that be heard. Ever. None of that matters, though. The footage was taken, the image was circulated, and suddenly this lad was public enemy number one. Websites like Reddit, specifically on its news and political forums, took the lead in the witch hunt that followed. The irate Redditors formed the mob and rampaged through the internet and media, trying to find out the identity of this evil person. I could show you thousands, literally thousands of comments from these retards calling for horrible things to be done to Mr. Sandman. But these people have been encouraged every step of the way by certain public figures, although many tweets and remarks have now been deleted, as of course they also got on their moral high horses and joined in the action.
Well, see, this is the thing. They want to oppose what they don't like in society. Like, for example, freedom, responsibility, truth, honesty, integrity. But they don't want to deal with the consequences of it, essentially. So if they're wrong, demonstrably wrong, in what they have done, they won't retract, admit, or any of this stuff. They'll just delete it, you know, hope it goes away. You know, I don't care. I don't take responsibility for what I actually do.
Kathy Griffin went full on Gestapo. The reply from the school was pathetic and impotent. Name these kids. I want names. Shame them. If you think these fuckers wouldn't dox you in a heartbeat, think again. Just take that in for a moment. She's trying to dox children simply because one of them smiled at a Native American. Even after the full video was posted to her in the comments, she still stood firm. I watched the video about 10 minutes on both sides. The worst the kids did was wear a MAGA hat, which I hate, but that's it. Mm-hmm. Wake up, watch it again. I've been watching it from the past hour. Okay, so your argument would be, if I had an hour-long video but only 30 seconds of it showed a murder, I should focus on the rest of the film or the murder.
Oh my god.
Yes, Kathy, great point there. Likening cold-blooded murder with a kid smiling at some bloke. You're really a sharp one, aren't you? This woman has over 2 million followers, by the way, and even after she's proven to be a hysterical harpy bellend, she continues her crusade. Truth doesn't compute. NPC error 1032. A producer at Disney named Jack Morrissey posted, "MAGA kids go screaming, hats first, into the wood chipper." That's, and there's a nice picture of a guy throwing a kid into a wood chipper with blood spewing everywhere.
Exterminating children with a wood chipper. This is the left, ladies and gentlemen. This is the loving, caring left, ladies and gentlemen. This is left to their own devices.
everywhere. So I'm assuming we'll see a future Star Wars villain with a Force Smirk ability then. Can't wait for that. That'll sell tickets. There were many, many more tweets like this. As is tradition, the left went completely insane and advocated all sorts of horrible things. They're the tolerant ones. Thankfully, Donald Trump himself tweeted in support of the kids. Nick Sandman and the students of Covington.
But of course, the only reason Donald Trump's really supporting the kids is because they're wearing his goddamn merch. He doesn't give a fuck about them any more than the media does.
Have become symbols of fake news and how evil...
He said this at 4:32 a.m. 4:32 a.m. That's when he tweeted it. Make of that what you will. I do a lot of my stuff real early in the morning. I wonder if Trump's like me, where he goes to bed real early at night, and while everybody else is up partying, you're sleeping. And then while they're sleeping, you're up and you're working. And you get a whole day's work done before they even get their asses out of bed. I wonder.
It can be. Now, well, I can't disagree with that. Yet, it didn't take long for a blue checkmark wanker to go full retard in the responses. Wearing a MAGA hat is tantamount to wearing a swastika. Sure it is, Jeffrey. Sure it is. Now back to bed, sunshine. Don't forget your meds. Where do I want to leave you on this issue? This is far from over, by the way, and that's a good thing, too. The way the establishment media has jumped on this story to push their activism is evident for all to see. But we must make sure it backfires on them. I highly encourage Nick Sandman, all the kids involved, and the wrongly identified Michael Hodge to seriously go after these companies in a court of law. They have completely slandered your character, painted you out to be something you're not, and convinced half the country that it's acceptable to threaten you and your family with violence.
Yeah.
You cannot let this slide. You were insulted, abused, and then falsely implicated in racist behavior. Some of you were called future school shooters.
This is a bunch of future school shooters.
That's right.
A bunch of future school shooters.
That's right.
But in fact, it's your school, Covington Catholic High School, that had to close on Tuesday and be watched by police, as several threats had been made against it. Funny how that works out, isn't it? Bottom line, the kids are innocent, they should be supported, and the media must be crucified. It's not good enough to merely backtrack slightly after the damage is already done. Consequences must be levelled. A lying press is a dangerous press, and it must be stamped out. It's a lot easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission, and that's what the media is doing to us right now. Don't give them the luxury. This attack on white men will only continue and grow. Be ready for it. Thank you all so much for watching once again. If you'd like to support this channel, you can do so by PayPal. The link is down below.
Subscribe.
Thank you to everyone who's been so generous. Again, Subscribestar still isn't ready. Sorry about that.
Let's give
I don't know
like.
When it will be ready, but I'll keep you informed. See you soon.
Did I give Dan
have a good
like
one.
Too? I did. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, for watching. And if you do want to support me on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/Vinny Eastwood for monthly support. And also, if you want to do a single gift of any amount, you can do that through PayPal on the homepage of the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, as well as donating weekly and monthly amounts through there as well. If you are a New Zealander, on the other hand, the Kiwi Bank account number right there is basically how the bulk of New Zealanders are supporting the show. And I actually want to take a little bit of time out now to thank each and every single one of you Kiwis who's been supporting me over this. This is 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, that I've been doing this show. I'm still here. I'm still doing the right thing. Praise whatever entity there is in existence that I have yet to be corrupted by all the horrible things I have seen and all the temptations that are around me. And maybe it's you, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you keep me honest. Because you accept me for who I am, and I can just tell the truth. And apart from the shitload of trolls that just get blocked, you're all good, aren't you, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much. You know? Thank you so much. I want you to, you know, think that there's some kind of big digital hug coming your way. Like, there you go. Isn't that better? Nice. Mark Passio on the Vinnie Eastwood show next week. Oh my god! I was like a little fanboy, you know, like, I was just furiously typing out these messages, you know, and then deleting them all. You know, you just go, you know, doing all these messages, just going, oh, yeah, trying to figure out all these things, how can we do this, blah, blah, blah. But you ever do that when you're excited about somebody who's really awesome and that kind of thing, and you just sort of, like, your head's all afire, like, what do I say, what do I don't say, blah, 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 and you wind up sending these huge diatribes? Well, I used to do that, and now I write those huge diatribes, and then delete the whole freaking thing, and then send them something like, yes, absolutely, that will work, bro, you know? Just cut it down, because is the fact that Mark's always been working hard. I mean, even those last 4 years when he hasn't been broadcasting, he's been working the whole goddamn time working on his shit, you know. So I don't want to waste any of his goddamn time, and I'm so grateful that he's going to lend me some of it next week, because, mate, I need my Passio, bro. All right, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com if you want to support the broadcast. And also thank you very much for those of you who donated the 20 or 30 bucks this afternoon that paid for my wife's gas so she can go to work tomorrow, which is lovely. We don't have any money for dinner, on the other hand, or, you know, groceries for the week, or rent, or anything yet. But that's besides the point. It's not emergency crisis situation as yet, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you can do monthly and weekly gifts and all of that kind of thing. And I want to thank all of my donors, all of my Patreons, and everybody who's been sharing the show and supporting it for these last 10 years. You may not hear this, you may not hear my thanks, but hopefully it goes out into the ether and something good comes back to you. We'll see you again sometime, folks.